broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy to greet you again today in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here in the midst of the summer, we're enjoying a wonderful time in the Lord. Remember that summertime is revival time at Worth Baptist Church, and truly the spirit of revival has permeated all areas and all phases of our church's ministry. We praise the Lord for the souls who were saved and some 11 additions to the church last Sunday. How good it is to know that God is still doing business, and God is still saving souls, and God is still adding to the church, and the spirit of revival, of a spiritual awakening and a spiritual renewal, prevails throughout the ministry of Worth Baptist Church. If you have tuned in today for the very first time, we'd like to take a moment to acquaint you with the ministry of Worth Baptist Church. Worth Baptist Church is almost 24 years old. We are now in the process of building a new building at Campus Drive and Loop 820. We will occupy the new facilities around the 1st of October this year. In the meanwhile, at our present location, 3309 Wilbarger Street, we invite you and your family to come and share with us the blessings of God today. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member and for every age group in your family. Our Sunday school is carefully graded and thoroughly supervised. We invite you to share the study of God's Word together with us in the Sunday School Hour today, where our motto is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday School to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. Our theme for this year is Building for Christ as we build for eternity. It would be our joy to share with you the blessings of God in the Sunday School Hour at 10 o'clock today. Our morning worship service begins at 11, and our evening worship hour is at 7. All of these services have been planned to meet your spiritual needs. We believe the preaching of the Bible, the proclamation of the gospel of redeeming grace, is the great need of the hour. Our only textbook at Worth Baptist Church is the Bible, and our preaching program is centered upon Jesus Christ and the Word of God. So come and share with us today in these services at Worth Baptist Church. Next Sunday is a very important day because next Sunday, July the 31st, we have as our very special guest in all services, Dr. Curtis Hudson of Atlanta, Georgia. Dr. Hudson is a full-time evangelist, having recently resigned a tremendous church in Atlanta and entered the ministry of evangelism to spread the gospel across America. We are privileged to have Dr. Curtis Hudson with us in all the services 1 week from today on Sunday, July the 31st. I know that you'll want to hear him as he brings to you the Word of God. And we would like to hear from you by mail this week. Remember, our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. If you would like a free cassette tape of today's message, all you need to do is write and request it. Write to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. We shall look forward to hearing from you this week. And in the meanwhile, we shall look forward to greeting many of you today in the services of Worth Baptist Church. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Seeking the Lord. I shall read from the book of Hosea, chapter 10, beginning at verse 12. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee for this Lord's Day and for the opportunity, by means of radio, to voice the gospel of redeeming grace. We thank Thee for Jesus Christ. We thank Thee for the Bible. We thank Thee for the church. And dear God, I thank Thee for every listener today. Some who have tuned in for the very first time, may this message and this broadcast be a special blessing to them. I pray for our shut-in friends, those in the rest homes, those who are in the hospitals today. I pray a very special blessing upon them. And dear God, I pray that Thou wouldst bless those who are in their businesses or in their automobiles or trucks or even with the portable radio walking across the city. Wherever they hear this broadcast, it would be our prayer that the Holy Spirit would direct the message to their hearts. Bless our nation today. Save America and send a great revival and a spiritual revolution to our nation. May that spiritual renewal begin here in the city of Fort Worth, in our churches, in our hearts, and in our homes. Now again we pray, bless the reading of Thy Word, and may many hearts rejoice as we seek Jesus Christ in these days. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake. And with thanksgiving we pray. Amen. In the book of Hosea, chapter 10, at verse 12, we read, "Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, till He come and rain righteousness upon you. Ye have plowed wickedness, ye have reaped iniquity, ye have eaten the fruit of lies, because thou didst trust in thy way, in the multitude of thy mighty men. Therefore shall a tumult arise among thy people, and all thy fortresses shall be spoiled, as Shalom spoiled Beth Arbel in the day of battle. The mother was dashed in pieces upon her children. So shall Bethel do unto you, because of your great wickedness. In a morning shall the king of Israel utterly be cut off." I wish it were possible for me to have the ears of all of Christian America today, because I believe Christian America needs to hear what God has to say. And God is trying to say something to America in 1977. With all of the disasters, the drought, the blackout in New York, with all of the perils and problems and difficulties and trials and upheavals in government and in all areas of national life, I'm persuaded that God is saying something to America today. God is up to something. God is doing something. I believe God wants to give America another chance, a reprieve, in order that we might have a revival. Many religious and political leaders are sounding the death knell for America. And let's face it, one can almost hear the death rattle, because the United States of America, our great land, the greatest land of opportunity in all the earth, is a sick country. We are sick morally. We are sick spiritually. We are sick economically. We're sick educationally. And we're sick politically. Corruption is rampant in Washington. You've been reading in the papers in recent days of the former doorkeeper of the Senate and Congress building, Fishbait. You've read what he has had to say about the corruption and the sin and the rottenness of Washington. And I believe God wants to clean it out. And I believe God wants to bring a revival to America. And I believe this: unless America experiences a revival, we are going to experience the judgment hand of God upon us. And I believe that's going to begin in our capital. I'm praying for our president. I'm praying for congressmen. I'm praying for a sweeping revival in high places of government in these United States of America. And I believe more than ever before that America needs revival, and America needs to listen to what God has to say. And if I had any advice, however humble it might be, to offer the politicians and the governmental leaders in Washington, it would be this: put your ears on, dear friends, and listen to what God has to say. Turn your face toward God, Washington, Mr. President, Mr. Congressman, Mr. Senator. Turn your face toward God and listen to what God has to say. Just what is God saying to America, to Washington, to the government, to the educational leaders, to religious leaders, to the layperson, to the common ordinary citizen? What is God saying? I believe God is saying three things. First, I believe God is saying to America, repent of your sins. The message of the Bible is a message of repentance. And Jesus Christ said, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Secondly, I believe God is saying to America, renew your vows. I believe God wants every Christian in America to renew the vows that they once made to God. In the third place, I believe God is saying to America, return to the pathway of righteousness. Remember, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Remember the prayer of the psalmist in Psalm 85:6. Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Yes, as never before, America needs a revival. There has never been a time when so many Christians are doing so little to advance the cause of Jesus Christ. The great need now in America is not a balanced budget, is not a higher economic scale, is not a stronger military might, though we need all of these things, and I'm in favor of all of them. The great need in America, the greatest single need in America, is a spiritual revolution. And as I said a moment ago, I believe that revolution of spiritual things ought to begin in Washington and spread across every city, in every state, in these United States of America. If such an awakening comes, four things must be true. First of all, there must be a humbling of ourselves before God. Second, there must be a time as never before of praying. Third, there must be a seeking of God's face. And fourth, there must be a turning from sin and wickedness. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, we read, where God says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Yes, God is saying to America, turn from your wicked ways. In Proverbs 28:13 it is written, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper, but whosoever confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. And in 1 John 1:9 it is written, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Seeking the Lord, that's the need of the hour. And I want to share with you in these few moments that we have remaining several things in connection with seeking the Lord. First of all, you must seek God diligently. In Hebrews 11:6, we read, they that come to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Now, my friends, you cannot diligently seek God by sleeping in this morning, by taking off the day from God and from God's house and from the Bible. No, if you're going to diligently, sincerely seek God, I believe you're going to have to be in a place of worship today, calling upon God, believing God, fellowshipping with God's people. You must seek God diligently. Then in the second place, you must seek God before all others. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10, at verses 37 and 38, he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whosoever taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. My friend, let me put it this way. You must seek God before mother, before your father, before your children, before your business, before your own fleshly, lustly desires, you must learn to seek God before all other people and all other things. In the third place, you must seek God wholeheartedly. In Jeremiah 29:13, it is written, "And ye shall seek me and find me when ye search for me with all your heart." You cannot half-heartedly serve God. You cannot half-heartedly seek God. In Matthew 15:8, Jesus said, "This people honoreth me with their lips, draweth nigh with their mouth, but their heart is far from me." Where is your heart today? What is the position of your heart? Are you serving God only with your lips? Or are you serving God with your life? Remember, you must seek Him wholeheartedly if you're going to have the spiritual renewal that you need in your life today. In the fourth place, you must seek God first. Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things, that is, food and shelter and clothing, the three basic necessities of life, all these things shall be added unto you." You must come to the place in your life when Jesus Christ has priority. You cannot put Christ second or third. Jesus Christ is not going to play second fiddle to all of your desires and all of your friends and all of your plans and programs for life. Jesus Christ demands and deserves first place in your life. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. If you'll put Jesus Christ and the church first in your life, God has given you a written guarantee that He will supply all your need. That guarantee is written in Matthew 6:33. And in Philippians 4:19, Paul says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." In the fifth place, you must seek God now. It is written in Isaiah 55:6, "Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near." God will not always be at your side to answer you. You must seek Him, call upon Him while He is near. I read in the book of Isaiah 1:18, "Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord." Notice the emphasis is on now, the present time. "Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." I read in 2 Corinthians 6:2, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation." In Proverbs 27:1, it is written, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." You have no guarantee of tomorrow. You have no guarantee to live out this day. This is the very moment of your salvation. Right by your radio, wherever you are, today, this moment, is the time for you to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. This moment, this very moment, is the time for you to dedicate your life to Jesus Christ and to His service through the ministry of the church. In Hebrews 4:7, it is written, "Today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart." Seeking God diligently, before all others, wholeheartedly, first, and now, this is a prescription written in the Bible that will bring to you a guaranteed satisfaction in your soul and a spiritual renewal in your life if you will seek God as is prescribed in the Bible. I have this footnote and I shall be through. If you do not seek God now, the hour will come when you cannot find Him. Listen to these awesome words that are written in the book of Proverbs chapter 1 at verse number 24. "Because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. I repeat, today is the day of salvation, and this is the golden moment of your life. Right now, by your radio, surrender your all to Jesus Christ. If you're lost, pray the sinner's prayer. God be merciful to me, a sinner. If you're a Christian but not living as you should for Christ, not attending church, not involved in the work of Christ, why not pray this prayer? Dear God, forgive me and restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. This moment is for you. Seek God now. As we leave the broadcast, we would remind you again that a free cassette tape of today's message can be yours simply by writing to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth. The zip code is 76119. Remember, all you need to do is write and ask for it to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth. And remember, our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock, our morning worship hour at 11, our evening worship service at 7. May God bless you, and we shall look forward to greeting you in our services today. Until next Lord's Day at the same time by radio, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.